Let's go. Let's go.
This is Matt's Moment with Matt Moscona on Eagle 98.1. Presented by Good Eats Kitchen. Order online at mygoodeatskitchen.com.
Okay, well, Matt, if I sold trophy cases for a living, I would probably camp out in front of the football ops building.
You'd have
one thing after another.
You would have a new client.
Yeah.
This is award ceremony week, and as they say, to the victor go the spoils.
Mm-hmm.
Well, this is where LSU cashes in. So, a couple of things. Yesterday, the AP All-SEC team was announced, and Joe Burrow was the SEC unanimous player of the year. Clyde Edwards-Helaire, unanimous running back pick. Derek Stingley, unanimous newcomer of the year. Jamar Chase, unanimous first team wide receiver. So Ed Ogeron, coach of the year in the SEC. So a lot of guys honored, as you'd expect. Today, the coaches all SEC team was announced. First and second teams, they didn't break ties, and you had another 10 guys honored. The Joe Moore Award is given annually to the nation's best offensive line. Not linemen, but the line as a whole.
Okay.
And today we found out LSU's one of four finalists, along with Bama, Oregon, and Ohio State. Ed Ogeron, we found out today, is a finalist for the Eddie Robinson Coach of the Year Award.
Awesome.
Thursday is the College Football Awards Show in Atlanta. That's where we'll find out about Joe Burrow with the Davey O'Brien, the Maxwell. Delpit's up for the Jim Thorpe, which goes to the best defensive back. Jamar Chase is up for the Biletnikoff for the best receiver. And today,
I'm really impressed that you're doing this all off the top of your head, because this is a lot.
I've said it so many times. And today, though, the Broyles Award was announced. So the Broyles Award goes to the nation's top assistant coach, and Joe Brady won the award.
Awesome.
So the first trophy is coming back to Baton Rouge. Joe Brady becomes the second LSU assistant to win the award. John Chavis won it back in 2011 after LSU had that awesome season. The interesting thing about Brady, youngest ever to win the Broyles Award, just 30 years old, and of the five finalists, he was the only offensive assistant in the group. It was Joe Brady and four defensive coordinators. So a little bit of a nugget there. And when he accepted the award, he said it should say the Joe Brady / Steve Ensminger Award. He gave so much credit to Steve Ensminger for welcoming him in, welcoming his ideas, and them building an offense together. So it's a great honor. And, you know, whenever you look at the variables where everything else in that offense stayed the same, and the one thing that was different was Joe Brady, and you see this transformation, I don't think he gets 100% of the credit for what's happened, but certainly he was the unlock. You know, he was the final piece of the puzzle that allowed the unlock, which led to this record-setting year for LSU. And then, of course, on Saturday's the big one, Michelle. Joe Burrow is going to win the Heisman Trophy. As we all know, the four finalists were announced last night, and Joe's going to have a great shot, as we talked about yesterday, to win potentially by the biggest or one of the probably three biggest margins in the history of the Heisman Trophy.